This podcast is supported by The Real Real. You know what I love most about the holidays? Giving gifts. But not just any gifts. Real gifts. Thoughtful gifts. Oh my God, how did you know gifts? That's why I love gift shopping with The Real Real. The Real Real is the most trusted name in authenticated luxury resale. And it's a holiday shopping secret I'm going to let you in on. Whether it's a surprisingly affordable pristine condition bag for your BFF, a vintage find that's cool enough for the Gen Zer in your life, or even something your impossible to shop for dad will love. Get used to saying, I found it on The Real Real. Seriously, with over 10,000 new arrivals dropping every day from brands like Gucci, Fendi, Prada, Louis Vuitton, Tiffany & Co., and Cartier, there's guaranteed to be something for everyone on your list. Oh, and did I mention that everything's up to 90% off retail?
Get $25 off your first purchase at TheRealReal.com. That's TheRealReal.com to get your $25 off. TheRealReal.com.
Want to make a difference in your community but not sure how? Go to GoFundMe.com right now and start a GoFundMe. Seriously. Your next fundraiser doesn't have to start in a school parking lot or a church basement. You can start a GoFundMe today in just minutes. Fundraise for yourself, a friend, or family member, or an organization. All that matters is that you care about them. GoFundMe is the trusted place to fundraise for what you care about. With no pressure to hit your fundraising goal, but tons of tools to help you reach it, you can confidently start fundraising right now. Whether it's creative, local, or critical, your cause matters. And there's a reason why GoFundMe is backed by millions and chosen by fundraisers everywhere. It works, and it matters. GoFundMe helps you make a real difference. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
Welcome to Season 5, Episode 5. On this podcast, we pick topics and draft our top choices. Fans and listeners vote to determine the winners after each episode. Please follow the podcast on Instagram at @lifes_a_draft. You can also search for the Life's a Draft Facebook page or go to our website to vote. The website is in the podcast description wherever you listen. After the draft, we'll play a game called Rank 'em. Before we get drafting, let me introduce who is with me here tonight. Recently winning the Life's a Draft NCAA bracket, wasn't reminded by anyone that his wife's B-Day is coming up. I'm wondering if anyone has any gift ideas for someone who shops on Amazon 24/7. Shine is here.
What do you get somebody that obviously gets everything that she wants the moment that she thinks about it, and then it arrives at my doorstep either a day or two later?
Walmart gift Amazon card. Gift card.
StevenSinger.com.
I hate StevenSinger.com. Get her an $8 gold rose.
The funny thing about gift cards, she doesn't use gift cards. She actually has a little pile of gift cards, and it drives me crazy.
Love gift cards.
Use the gift cards.
I bought a gift card to Amazon.
That's why it's a genius racket, because they know people don't use them, so they're making money, and people just lose them.
I will repeat, I did beat you all in the NCAA bracket. I am the reigning champion.
And by all, it was like four of us.
I know.
To leave for a little bit on the one bracket. I only did one bracket. Sorry, I didn't do seven.
I only did one.
What are you getting mad about? What are you talking about? I tried to have a separate thing, but yeah.
Yeah.
A surprise visit from family that led him to go south. It gave him a chance to recharge that he needed other than his lower back spasms. Bomar is here.
That's right, boys. I had a family come to town. Busy, busy, busy. I'm ready to get rolling here tonight.
Two words. Puppy life. J-Cat is here.
What's up, everybody? We're a little over a week into having our new four-legged family member in the house. She's awesome. She's a cool dog. But I definitely forgot what it's like to have a puppy in the house. Everything can and will be eaten, including those delicious little treats in the bottom of the cat box. They're covered in crunchy clusters, and she thinks they're great. So, that happened this morning. I thought we were going to skate by that one, but nope, I had to wrestle her head out of the cat box this morning. So,
what kind of dog is it?
The yellow lab.
Gotcha.
Dags.
Dags? You like dags?
Are you feeding her whole sides of beef?
No whole sides of beef for her.
you don't want her killing a bunch of thieves and then getting chained up under the house forever.
No, that won't happen. She's already claimed the chaise lounge as her own. So,
speaking of Mr. Myrtle, just got back from vacation in Myrtle Beach and had a great time golfing, playing cards, hanging with the boys, and also squeezed some quality time with his lady. Bird, I was here.
Mancation 2023, boys. Next time, you all need to be there. Step your game up, kids.
Trying to get that gator bite. Chomp, chomp.
There's isn't that like making the number one? I've never been, but I assume hanging with the lady is like rule number one of mancation.
Yeah, that's like, that's not mancation.
That doesn't sound like that at all. That sounds like vacation to me.
But there are no rules when I'm involved in mancation. I write the rules, Shine.
Sounds like she makes the rules already.
Here we go.
Going to a Bucks Celtics game and the Midwest Gaming Classic Video Game Con. Catman is here.
What's up? I'm ready to draft tonight. Hopefully I had a I can see by Eric's face. I know it. I went too specific again. But anyway, got a nice weekend planned. Heading down to Milwaukee this weekend for a lot of adventures. And I think we're getting thunder snow tomorrow night. Like, there's like, it's supposed to be like 60 degrees on Friday. It's 28 now. So it's like supposed to get all kinds of like three different weather patterns in like a day tomorrow. So that's going to be fun driving to Milwaukee tomorrow in that. So awesome. Ready to draft.
Watch out for them crosswinds.
Constant sounds rad, dude.
And I'm your host, Eric. March Madness just finishing up. Baseball opening day is upon us. Glad to be here doing another episode. If you want to help promote us, you can get some Life's a Draft merchandise on tpublic.com. They have all sorts of goods with our logo. Check for the link on our Facebook page, website, and at the top of the voting page. TPublic often has sales, so wait for one, save some money. Help support the podcast and get some Life's a Draft swag today. With that being said, here are the results of the Rivalries draft. I'll just say, this was not how I envisioned the draft results for this episode. In seventh place, comments include, this was a really, really hard one besides the yay sports category. I still don't know if I went with the right option. Team What a Girl Wants, Keith's team, with 5.3% of the votes.
You can see the back of the bus. Rook.
Yeah.
Wow.
I don't think people like the abstractness. I don't know. I thought he was going to win.
I do know that's people said.
When I was listening to the podcast this time, I was like, you know, that's a good team. And then he threw in the Britney Spears thing. I go, oh, rookie mistake.
Sean, your number one fan who votes for you almost every time solely picked Keith's team just because of the Brittany Christina pick.
Mm-hmm. And one vote is everything. Shine. One vote is everything.
My number one fan. I'm blushing here.
Let's just say the next four people are all separated by one vote. So literally the whole back of the draft order can be swayed with one vote. It's crazy. But in sixth place and drafting first tonight, there were no comments. Name of the team is the New Cold War, Bomar's team, 10.7% of the votes.
Oh, the Mars have fallen.
Hey, that's all right. I'm going to pick first tonight, boys. I'll go first six. Hey, I'll be back at three again overall.
Could we play Mustache Stradamus's prediction for where he was going to go from last week after this somehow?
Listen. If, I mean, really, one vote away from being what place?
Fifth.
In Brock fifth place.
Brock the vote.
With 12% of the votes. Comments include, Monday nights were the best. Had two VCRs hooked up to tape Raw and Nitro. And DC and Marvel, is there a bigger rivalry? And it's the best option. My team, Monday Night Wars. Fifth place. I'm just going to say I'm glad I'm drafting in front of J-Cat tonight. In fourth place, with one more vote, comments include, they meant the most to me over my lifetime. And All have great teams, but the Duke-UNC rivalry is top three all time. Transformers are my favorite cartoon. Nike, Reebok, I'm an Iverson fanboy. F both Chevy and Ford, and I'm 100% for craft beer. Fanboys are the worst. I'm one of them. But when I sit at a bar, all I want to do is enjoy my hazy, and some dude is trying to talk to me about the grain bill and Pilsner malt. Like, come on, man. I don't care. J-Cat's team, eye of the rival, fourth place.
One spot at a time.
Slowly creeping. In third place, with one more vote.
Keep on the come up.
Comments include, no one gets actually upset and degrades the other side. Cursing and belittling them, then these sports rivalries? The exceptions are politics, which you mentioned, but it needed one to two more really intense rivalries. USA-Russia is okay, but you follow that with Rocky and Apollo, and they were friends eventually? Plus, I think USA versus Russia in Rocky IV, then I don't take that rivalry seriously at all. Shine's team, yay sports, 14.7% of the votes, third place.
I give that person credit because they say how I mentioned politics, which means they listened to the podcast. Kudos to you, whoever you are.
In second place, I'll tell you, the first place finisher was pretty well ahead most of the voting, which I was not ready for. But in second place, comments include, everyone in this category I agreed with. Such great true rivalries. Took me back to Saturday morning cartoons and sometimes rooting for the Coyote to just win once. Have witnessed some heated debates over Apple versus Samsung amongst my own family. And what a girl once had some great picks, but also lost me with bros versus hoes and old versus young. Wouldn't say much as rivalry. Wouldn't say rivalry as much as it just disagree a lot. Great picks, honestly, for all except Team Yay Sports. Didn't think outside the sports box enough for me. Birdo's team, smart rivals, 18.7% of the votes.
Not the way I saw this draft falling either. I thought I had a strong team, though. And I had the best team name for sure. Smart rivals.
And in first place, so definitely not last, comments include,
smartest man alive.
Comments include, God wins, devil loses. Not a rivalry there, fellas. And Batman and Joker wins hands down. Catman's team, golden arch rivals, 25.3% of the votes. First place.
Kudos to you.
On the come up, baby. I didn't think I'd be first. I thought I'd be in the middle somewhere, honestly. I thought Batman, Joker, and McDonald's Burger King would get me.
I think, your fifth round pick just, I think, helped a lot.
Yeah.
There weren't a lot of comments, though, but I feel like that's what the case was.
Yeah.
Getting that in the fifth round.
We mentioned this last time. I think you cut it out. I would love to call Keith right now, put him on speakerphone, and let him know the results just to hear his initial reaction. Hey, Keith, you want to know what place you finished in? Oh, yeah. Seventh, dead last.
We'll get the rest. I'll ask for a text response. Well, he'll hear this because I wanted him to hear it on the episode, not before. So that's why I didn't reach out for comment. The pressure. He got too cute. I mean, that's all there is to it.
Too much French pastry, not enough Krispy Kreme.
Here is what we should have drafted. A little precursor to this. There are some of these that people said are more like this or that's instead of rivalries. Like, they're not necessarily rivals at all, but they're kind of like opposites. So I'm just going to read them for the fans, but this is what we should have drafted. Boyfriends and dads. Locals and tourists, blondes and brunettes, Target, Amazon, coffee, tea, hot coffee, iced coffee, beaches and mountains, Army and Navy, Captain America and Red Skull, Miller versus Corona, July 4th versus Cinco de Mayo, trap music versus drill music. I didn't even know what that meant. Burgers versus tacos, Kanye versus Taylor, Elmer Fudd versus Bugs Bunny, Good versus Evil, Magic versus Bird, Mac versus PC, Star Wars versus Star Trek, PlayStation versus Xbox, console gamers versus PC gamers, Superman and Lex Luthor, Ali and Frasier, England and France, skiers and snowboarders, iPhone and Droid, Reggie Miller and Spike Lee, Chris Rock and the Smiths, Nancy Kerrigan and Tanya Harding, Kelly Slater and Andy Irons, lower intestinal tract versus Taco Bell.
That's not a rivalry. That's a landslide, dude.
There's always one winner.
Cheddar cheese versus all other types of cheese. Women versus men. Tom and Jerry, Dr. Evil and Austin Powers, Spider-Man and Venom, Steelers and Ravens, Orioles and Yankees, Red Wings versus Avalanche, Gryffindor versus Slytherin, Southwest versus American Airlines, Selena Gomez versus Hailey Bieber, Eminem and MGK, Lil' Kim and Nicki Minaj, Cowboys versus Indians, Proud Boys versus Antifa. And I had to look that one up.
Wow, that's
Sweet versus savory, Italians versus pineapple, Backstreet Boys and NSYNC, Nickelodeon versus Disney, the Montagues and the Capulets, Buffalo Bills versus the Super Bowl, Jake Burton and Tom Sims snowboarding, KC Chiefs versus Raiders, they hate each other, Chick-fil-A versus Popeye's chicken sandwich, Bube Men versus Ace Men. Facebook versus Instagram, Globo Gym versus Average Joe's Gym, Philly versus Everybody, Flats versus Drumsticks, Ranch versus Blue Cheese, Cartman versus Kyle, Dad versus Mom, the PGA Tour and the LIV Tour, Eagles fans versus all other teams, and the last few, religion and reality, science, Crips versus Bloods, East Coast versus West Coast, books versus movies, toilet paper over under, ramen cooked whole brick versus broken.
That is a great rivalry.
There's only one way to cook ramen, and you don't break that up.
That's the worst. That's wrong. False. You smash it all up.
No, that's
what? This podcast is supported by The Real Real. You know what I love most about the holidays? Giving gifts. But not just any gifts. Real gifts. Thoughtful gifts. Oh my God, how did you know gifts? That's why I love gift shopping with The Real Real. The Real Real is the most trusted name in authenticated luxury resale. And it's a holiday shopping secret I'm going to let you in on. Whether it's a surprisingly affordable pristine condition bag for your BFF, a vintage find that's cool enough for the Gen Zer in your life, or even something you're impossible to shop for dad will love. Get used to saying, I found it on The Real Real. Seriously, with over 10,000 new arrivals dropping every day from brands like Gucci, Fendi, Prada, Louis Vuitton, Tiffany & Co., and Cartier, there's guaranteed to be something for everyone on your list. Oh, and did I mention that everything's up to 90% off retail?
Get $25 off your first purchase at TheRealReal.com. That's TheRealReal.com to get your $25 off. TheRealReal.com.
You break it at least three times.
No, not at all.
I just want little pieces. Doing?
You eating chicken noodle soup or you eating ramen noodles? Yes.
I break it down.
I'm with Jake Hat. You don't break that crap up.
Yeah, it's ramen for a reason.
You're talking about a guy that would eat half a pack of ramen and fill them up when he was a kid.
Roman numerals?
Roman numerals are my favorite snack.
You number munchers? Are you playing number munchers?
You called it the LIV tour.
Alphabet soup? Let's go, Liv?
Liv. Because it's the Roman numerals.
I always forget. I always think it's Las Vegas Invitational. I always get confused.
Black and silver, like they're
yeah, I don't know. The last few subtitles: yes versus no, Jack Sparrow versus Will Turner, Jack Sparrow versus Captain Barbosa. Those were the things. Shout out, G-Mom. Those were the things that we should have drafted.
Dude, I give them credit. That's like the best list that the listeners have ever come up with, in my opinion.
But you have heard of me.
And I apologize for going full sports and not including Army-Navy. That was a big, big oversight on my part.
If Caroline and Griffin are listening to this podcast, there is no rivalry in father and boyfriend. Or dad and boyfriend. Griffin, I'm a better golfer than you. I'm a better surfer than you. I'm a lot stronger than you are. Suck it, boy. I'm the man.
And his mustache cannot be.
You take a look at this whisker biscuit right here, baby.
Walrus right now. If you're listening, please rate and review the podcast. The more reviews, the more people we will reach.
All right,
this week's
You keep saying that, but no one does it. That means go on iTunes and put a review. Also, I mean, I don't know anything about Spotify, but go write a review. Give us 5 stars. You know you're going to give it 5 stars just if you're listening, and then do it. It takes 18 seconds.
Agreed. It's been a while.
It's always, rankings up. Always a battle.
As Rob grabs his phone to get, put a review down right now because he hasn't done it yet.
Boys!
Rob
I'll
W.
Be honest with you. I'll be honest with you. I haven't done it
Trade
either.
Secrets.
This week's draft is the best plants / trees. There can be a lot of controversy tonight, but we're not drafting vegetables specifically because we've already had the fruits and vegetables draft. All right. Well, with the first pick in the plants / trees draft, Mr. Landscape, Bartholomew Mahr.
Well, I really like how these, you know, fill everything in.
No, I'm going to go with something. I mean, I'm trying to get the votes here.
No, you don't say.
So I'm going to leave this next one for Eric because I know he wants it for his number one.
But just I'm going to so go. You know.
I'm going to go with coffee plant.
A what?
What?
Coffee bean? Plant. That's mm-hmm. coffee.
You want plant. To go for the win you just said?
It's called coffee. Yeah. So coffee I mean, the coffee plant, man, you can't go wrong with it.
Oh, well, you wouldn't rethink this number one pick. No. The number one plant is the coffee plant.
I don't think he does. Guys, I don't think he does. Purely, I mean, he's trying to win and he's going for the gold. Let's let him go for the gold.
Yeah.
Or he's tanking because he knows what the next topic is.
It's beautiful. It looks so lovely on a centerpiece, the nice coffee plant.
You're on a different route than you guys are, boys, I guess.
There are people who will cut somebody if they don't have coffee in the morning. And without
if you can grow your plant, own.
There is no coffee. Like, it's not as terrible as everyone thinks it is.
Coffee's
like,
terrible, for one. But you don't need
a plant. Yeah, says the guy who breaks up his ramen noodles. I don't want to hear what you have to say anymore.
That's where the coffee comes from, Eric.
I don't drink it. Plant. I'm just saying. It's not as cool to sit. I get what you're saying.
He doesn't break them.
I'm picturing, like, you have it in your, like, on your table. And, like, oh, that's
no.
I'm just getting to, like, the functionality of it. I got you.
Yeah.
Now, you put coffee beans in a grinder. What if you put your ramen in a grinder and made that, like, shredded dust ramen?
What's wrong with you two?
Tough choice right now between my top pick. It's really two really big monsters. I know J-Cat would take either one if he could think of this other one. I'm going to go with a three-word answer. It's the only thing he can say. He'll make you laugh. He'll make you cry. Thank you, Vin Diesel. I am drafting Groot.
Dang it.
I am Groot.
I was hoping no one thought of it.
So, pop culture's live?
Yes, we said fake fictional and real.
Yeah, we said fictional plants are allowed.
I know I asked the question like over a week ago, but I was under the impression. All right, it's fine.
Don't be scared when I pick Baby Groot since it's a different.
No.
That's why because I wanted the second pick.
Baby Groot is actually a piece of original Groot, so therefore he is still Groot. Hence, I am Groot.
Great pick.
Yeah, you son of a monkey's uncle.
But there's another huge one out there, J-Cat. But I'm going to take advantage of that.
He rules, man.
For the next pick, J-Cat.
When Rocket is like searching through the wreckage, and he's like hit little sticks, and he's like crying at the end of Guardians 1. And then he picks up that little stick, and you just know, come on, Groot.
Yeah. And they all went back to the wreckage of the Milano and they rolled a big fatty from the cannabis plant. And everyone told everybody what they liked about Groot and they had a good cry and a good laugh because our good friend, the devil's lettuce, is always here to help us in bad times. So that is my pick with my first round is Cannabis sativa, which is the scientific name.
You ever seen the back of a $20 bill? Oh, weed,
man.
Monster. That was my own debate in between J-Cat, but it can also be broken.
I was going to take the opposite of what you did.
Chewable treat. This is a great draft so far. With the fourth pick, Shine, what do you got? But Shine, like... before you pick, I have a question to the panel, to the team.
All right.
If I wanted to make a trade swap now, is that possible? Or do you have to trade within the round? Like, I have to trade my first for his first, or his second. No,
it was within the round, wasn't it?
No. And he, like,
well, you can take his second pick and swap him. But that way he would not get a pick.
I can't take his first. Well, he would get.
You already drafted.
Okay. That's what I thought.
Yeah. You already drafted. Yeah.
Because I was going to like to snag this pick too and then have two like early ones, but I was plotting.
I kind of feel like I'm the fourth team drafting when there's three quarterbacks out there. I guess I got to go with this one because it is easily my most favorite one. But I did another one of those days where I kind of asked the family their thoughts. But I'm taking this one first, and this would be my selection. And maybe if we'll see if the other ones are still there on the way back, if I can knock them out. But I'm taking the fire flower off of Mario.
Oh, you turd burglar.
That's a good one.
Dang it, Shine.
When I was a kid, it was game over after I got that flower. Nothing could stand in my way. Dilts, if he has one compliment to pay me in his entire life, it is the speed at which I could dominate and conquer the original Mario. And all it took was one flower, fire flower, to get that job done. So sticking to my guns here.
That level tore you up, Sean. That airship.
Right,
Fireflower gonna save you then. Just get the raccoon thing, the Tanuki suit, and fly underneath the ship.
Super Mario 3, I thought was
off the chains.
Yes, ridiculous.
Good pick, Alberto.
All right, so I'm going to pick something that adds some elegance and a refined touch to any space to your home or office. These miniature trees encapsulate the meticulous dedication and attention to detail of their caretaker with a unique, minimalist beauty. I'm going with the bonsai tree. They roll, man. Miniature trees.
Yeah, man. Danielson, bonsai!
And if you buy a car from Daniel LaRusso, you get a free bonsai tree.
Mm-hmm. All right, we got Catman closing out the first round, starting the second round. Plans in. Trees draft.
Wow, I know. I was like the one that thought of the pop culture thing, and I didn't research for that at all. So I gotta do a hot route right now. So
hot route.
I don't know what that means.
So, I mean, I clearly have to go with the heart-shaped herb that only grows in the nation of Wakanda. I might not be able to take it, but I still would have it because it'd be cool. I just have it on my shelf. I grow it. Actually, I couldn't grow it because I'm not in Wakanda. But you know what I'm saying? Gives you the power of the pamfa. So you could take it and you'd be good to go.
I mean, so it fits Forrest Whitaker's eye. So.
The heart-shaped herb from Wakanda. What'd you say?
I said it fixed Forrest Whitaker's eye, didn't it?
No, I don't know. And then I got to go back to like what my first – couple were. I'm not really worried about anything on my top five now because pop culture stuff is in there, but I'm gonna go with this one because everyone loves this and wants it at some point during their life and it helps them out tremendously, and it's all over Rehoboth Beach gift shops, Ocean City gift shops, Sun Stations. You can get it at Walgreens. What's the one thing you want when you get a really bad sunburn?
Aloe vera
lotion. We're going aloe vera plant. Right, my second one. It's a succulent plant species of the genus Aloe. Evergreen perennial. It originates from the Arabian Peninsula, but grows wild in tropical, semi-tropical, and arid climates around the world. And it's, I mean, laundry list of things that it's used for.
I didn't see Catman taking that.
It's like you guys are in my brain, man.
You're not in my brain. All right, Birdo, we're back to you already.
I was hoping I could get this. I went from a miniature tree. I'm going to go to a gigantic tree.
Here we go.
Some call him Treebeard. I'm going with Treebeard from the Lord of the Rings. And whose side is he on? Is he on nobody's side? Because nobody's on his side. He is known Tolkien says that he is the oldest living thing that still walks beneath the sun upon this Middle Earth. Treebeard. He's an ant.
Like, you give a crap rolls. About Treebeard.
He rolls, man. When they start picking up things and just smashing those orcs, that rolls. Treebeard rules.
Like, I don't know. Fast because we're going downhill.
This is all over the place. We're gonna get some real plants coming up here soon. Shine, next pick.
I know. I'm wondering if I need to take. Oh, there's one out there that wasn't listed by anyone in my family, but I think I would get the okay from the boys if I did it right now, and I'm gonna go for it. When it was introduced, it was just a big, gigantic willow tree, and it's known as the Whomping Willow out of the Harry Potter series. I'm taking that with my second pick, and I just hope that there's a very popular one out there that I think might not make it back to me. And if so, I'll have to apologize when we listen to this podcast at that point. But I don't know if Whomping, the way this draft is going right now, it seems to be knocking out all the fictitious plants and trees. So I feel like I needed to snag it while it was still out there. But that is the way these drafts roll.
J-Cat, you're next.
So I'm going to go with another functional and versatile plant. People sometimes look at it and think maybe it is a tree, but it's a plant. It's a, evergreen perennial type flower. It does have flowers, right? But did you guys know how cool this friggin' plant is? And that is bamboo. You can do so many different things with bamboo. There's multiple different species of it. It all kind of looks similar, but it's extremely versatile plant. You do awesome, cool stuff with it. You can make a sweet, sweet pipe to go with your cannabis plant, and you got yourself a nice little weekend plan. So we're going to go with bamboo.
I have a guilty bamboo admission. Shoots.
That is the worst plant ever.
It's an invasive bamboo species.
It's like indestructible, man. Like, you can't.
Dude, no dump will take it. Like, you can't drop it off anywhere.
Use it. You can do. You can look, Tom Selleck. You grew up in Hawaii. You can do something with bamboo.
Hold on. You know, back in my day,
there's no dump.
The Chinese used to lay people down and torture them. The bamboo would grow right through their body.
But if you're a panda bear, you like bamboo. You
think it's shoots their Ganges?
Yeah, exactly. You put poo on the end of a bamboo shoot that's been sharpened, and you put it in the bottom of a pit, man.
I've spent like 5 minutes of my life watching a panda bear eat bamboo on TikTok one day.
Exactly.
J-Cat, you could like float between.
Want to make a difference in your community but not sure how? Go to GoFundMe.com right now and start a GoFundMe. Seriously. Your next fundraiser doesn't have to start in a school parking lot or a church basement. You can start a GoFundMe today in just minutes. Fundraise for yourself, a friend, or family member, or an organization. All that matters is that you care about them. GoFundMe is the trusted place to fundraise for what you care about. With no pressure to hit your fundraising goal, but tons of tools to help you reach it, you can confidently start fundraising right now. Whether it's creative, local, or critical, your cause matters. And there's a reason why GoFundMe is backed by millions and chosen by fundraisers everywhere. It works, and it matters. GoFundMe helps you make a real difference. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
In the bamboo, like flying dragon, hidden J-Cat. Crouching tiger, hidden J-Cat.
Ain't nothing hidden about J-Cat. I'm out there for everybody, baby.
All right. I'm up next. I'm going to go out on a limb here. No pun intended. But I'm going to draft, if I can, the tree that you climb that's near your house, like when you grow up, like the tree in your yard, the giant tree that you climb in your yard growing up.
Absolutely not. You just said no.
The generic giant tree that everyone has, that you always just climb.
No. Dead. To pick the tree in your front yard. Vote people.
Shine?
I'm always for it. I'm thumbs up.
He's such a
cat. Yeah, man, I'm down.
That's fine.
It's cool. That opens up a whole like different kind of thought process for me too. So yeah, I'll allow it.
All right, Omar, back to back picks.
All righty.
How will you describe this?
Yeah, how are you gonna front yard
tree?
The tree that you climb in front of your house when you grow up.
Yeah.
You didn't even have a tree in your front yard.
That's climbing tree.
Yeah, we
are going to have – is there going to be like footnotes at the end of the – like
that little thing? A little number one.
It's gigantic now.
Refer to.
All right.
Tree.
So I'm going to go with this. Nice.
You're taking tea leaves, aren't you, to go with your coffee plant?
Voluptuous. Juicy.
Voluptuous.
Don't say that word with that mustache, though.
So, blessed are you, Lord of Lords, O God, King of the universe, who creates the fruit of the vine. You guys know what I'm picking?
Jesus' thorny crown?
It's talking about the Adam and Eve tree?
I'm picking grapes, son. Grapes.
The fruit grapevine?
Of the vine. The grapevine.
It's a fruit.
So they say that it's a prayer they do in The Chosen.
Yeah, but we talk about no fruits and veggies.
Boy. Hey.
You ain't drafting fruits.
I'm drafting
grapevine. Like I want to draft watermelon number one.
It's a plant. People actually make like arches in their backyard, like walkways and stuff for it. Also, it produces wine.
You're taking grapevine. He's not taking grapes. He's taking the grapevine.
Grapevine.
Yeah.
Bo is not leaving this draft thirsty. All that's right. For sure.
Okay.
He heard it through that.
He's got his coffee in the morning. He's got his wine at night.
I needed to heard it through that. All right, Bo.
And then my third plant is agave plant. Do you guys know what agave produces?
Yeah.
Tequila.
It's a cool looking plant, too.
Depending on how they do it.
It's a cool looking plant. I'm going to go with agave.
It's going to like take cactus off my list.
It looks cool, like when they shear off the leaves, too. Like in the Casamigos commercial or whatever, and they're like roasting it. I don't know what they're doing, but yeah.
Is that how that's the guy's name?
All right, back to me. I'm going to draft a – let's see who's two. I'm going to draft a real flower.
That'd be good. Something that's
my exists. Wife. What's my wife's favorite? But I also just like them now that I've seen them, have them around the house. But I'm going to draft orchids.
Orchid.
I don't have much else to say. I like the white ones with like the little purple inserts or like the purple like painted lines. J-Cat, back to you, R.A.
Oh, back to me? I'm going to need more beer. One of my favorite plants to have around is because of the variety you can get with this plant. Let's say you want to have Deadpool grow an afro to look like Bob Ross, or you want a Garfield, or you want, you know, something of that nature. So what you want to get yourself is the greatest plant known to man, and that is a chia pet. You can have a chia pet. Do anything you want that chia pet to do or look like. They've got everything out there under the sun. And yes, chia seeds sprout and they can be eaten. They are a very dense and nutrient plant, and it's really, really cool. So a chia pet is one of the best plants you can go with.
All right. Obviously, I've never owned one or thought of owning one in my entire life.
You've never had one with your kid.
J-Cat, how many chia pets do you think you have? You think you say you've had?
Had five in my life. I know that for sure. And four of them have come.
Don't say anything. Don't say anything. Let us try to guess them all. Shine. Guess one of J-Cat's chia pets that he's had in his life. Cat. Cat. X. Rob. Rob.
Just the standard chia pet.
Didn't they come in different?
Like a lamb? Wasn't it like a lamb or something?
That was the first one I got as a gift when I was a kid. So standard,
Rob is still in. This is Bo.
I had chia pets and I can't remember what they were.
Rock-a-bomb.
It was like
the Rock-a-bomb. Great.
I can't even think of a horse.
Bro.
Yoda. Hands down.
Yeah, got Yoda.
My guess, I'm going to guess Garfield.
Yep. Yep.
Right, me, Eric, and Rob. Rob, you're next.
Is it like a cow?
Guys, I said one of them when I was talking about it.
Oh, I didn't hear it. Oh, I did.
Actually, I said two of them because they were basically melded into one.
All right, Rob.
So you got one recently.
He said cow.
Hold on. Hold on.
Yeah.
So I'm going to say Boba Fett or a Mandalorian of some sort.
No.
All right. So you did say Bob Ross, but I'm not.
Oh, I was going to say Bob Ross.
If I get it wrong, I get it wrong. I'm going to take a guess. Did you have some sort of like Peter Griffin Chia Pet?
No. I'm not a huge Family Guy fan. I mean, I think it's funny, but I don't watch it religiously.
I just thought someone would get that for you for Christmas. Like, oh, that's cool. And like,
just go.
It would have been a Morty Chia Pet.
I know what you're getting next Christmas. Rick.
I know what you're getting next Christmas.
So what'd you have, Jake? Bob Ross, Garfield, Yoda, generic Chia Pet, and
Deadpool. My buddy Marty from work got me a Deadpool Chia Pet. So
he said five Chia Pets.
Rob, how many have you had?
Me? I don't think I've owned one.
Rob.
Seriously.
I could see you being like, oh, I saw this for like $6 on him and like thought it was like jerk. So like you got it just to be like funny.
No.
Bo.
I probably had like three.
Berto, I don't think you had it.
Zero.
All right, Shine. You know, you're up.
You know the best Chia Pet ever would be the J-Cat Chia Shine. Pet that he has when he has that afro.
Or it'd be Jason's head right now. Like, as it like grows the fuck out.
Or my mustache.
Sprouts.
That's an Eddie Munster Chia Pet, and it's got the widow's peak, wow. And it grows out.
I've heard them all.
That'd be unbelievable.
What are you doing with those tables?
Dude.
If they could like 3D print Chia Pets, like custom ones.
Munchie was one of them.
Derek called you the raccoon from Shirt Tales.
Shirt Tales.
I can't help how it grows out.
Shirt Tales is unreal.
The mole. Isn't there a mole?
It's getting unchied tomorrow morning. Or no, Friday morning.
You can get a Weird Al Chia Pet.
Wow, it's a good piece.
You can get a group Chia Pet.
No, I want the real thing. All right, Shine.
All right. Pick. So this was Gabe's pick, and I feel like it's probably the most likely of the ones to go at this point. So that's why I'm going with it. It's not the only, but it's one of the plants, real plants that eat things. I'm taking the famous Venus flytrap.
A good one.
You missed a golden opportunity, Shine.
Love yeah, what's the love movie?
I love the pick, but you could have said it was Tui or Audrey 2 from Little Shop of Horrors.
Yeah.
But I like it. I like where your head's at there, Shine.
We'll see. We'll see.
It's a good pick. I was going to drop that too.
Yeah, definitely. I was trying to sneak her in there in the later rounds.
Speaking of sneaker, you're not trying to draft the Kyrie flytraps. You're trying to draft the Venus flytraps, right?
The Venus, not the flat earthers.
All right. Unbelievable segue, by the way. I don't get enough credit for that one. All right. Birdo?
All right. This next plant / flower rules. And I'll sing a little bit of the song. Then you left in the dust, unless I stuck by you. You're the sunflower. I think your love would be too much. Sunflowers are beautiful and they produce the best seed. Get them sunflower, them David sunflower seeds at the ball field, and they roll and they grow tall. Sunflowers roll.
Dill pickle sunflower seeds.
Owen got ranch ones yesterday to try them out. And just so you know, Bobby was the guy who just threw a bunch in his mouth. He would just go. I chop them up and just spit them on the ground. Like,
that's 100% not true. I can crack sunflower seeds perfectly in my teeth and just constantly. I do spit a lot of saliva out with them, but
you get that brick tooth,
that's a total false.
falsehood.
Falsehood.
That's a falsehood. What are you doing?
All right, Catman, we're back to you. Back to back picks.
So the first one I got to go with is just a basic flower. That's like pretty awesome. The tulip.
Yeah, tulips are nice.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, boy. And then.
Yeah, man. True or false? I went to the Tulip Festival in Portland, Oregon.
True.
That is true. Tulips are nice. Good pick.
And then, man, this is my number one overall, but then the pop culture stuff kind of threw it for a loop there. I'm going Tiger Lilies back to back.
Ooh, fierce.
That perennial, son.
I like Tiger Lilies, dude. They're awesome. I
like it.
Lilies of the Valley.
Jason, what's the difference between a perennial and an annual?
Goofy has been.
Perennials bloom every year. Annuals do once.
Yeah, good job.
You
would have got that wrong for sure.
Only know that because of COVID.
Yes, son.
And our
hitting the book, son.
Our little our little space right out front, right outside the front door. We messed around with it.
Messed around and got triple double. All right, Birdo.
I don't know if you noticed, Bo, but the lady that lives next to me, she is man, if she listens to this podcast, my cover's blown. Crazy flower lady.
Oh, yeah, I saw her back in York today.
Yeah.
You're gonna get mean mugged.
Good luck. You don't know what's back there. She once kept a Christmas tree on top of her car until March. It was like a running joke how long it would take to be gone. Good.
Goodness gracious.
I have one that I want to pick, but I think I can get in the fifth round. So I'm going to go with, when you want to relax and you look at the ocean and you just hear the sound of the waves, the only tree that you want to see is the beautiful palm tree with the big old palm leaves. Maybe you're on the beach with Andy Samberg and Snoop Dogg drinking the Corona. There you go. Got surrounded by palm trees. Beautiful, relaxing.
Maybe you're hanging with your girlfriend on vacation.
Bobby's
eating guam cheese.
G-Mom boat all day. It's locked up already.
G-Mom's a pumpkin seed.
G-Mom is a tree beard and a palm tree.
True.
And a tree beard pumpkin and seed. A palm tree.
Pumpkin seed.
Remix coming soon.
I've been really surprised you didn't pick a certain tree. I'll talk about it later.
Yeah, I was just thinking the same thing.
No, I'll talk about it later. I just, you know, it's
who are you
just
talking that.
Me? No, Bobby, it just surprised me that the palm was his pick over
the palmetto tree. Yeah.
No, not even that. It's something more specific to South Carolina.
What's more specific than that?
Oh, boys, you'll know when I say it.
All right, Shine.
All right. Fourth pick. Now, I'm going to preface this strongly. This is Max's pick, so you guys be kind.
The ice cream tree.
And I say that because that'd be Gabe's deal right there for sure. Because I know this is a technicality. I don't know if you guys know, but when I was looking it up, we're going with the every kid's favorite plant flower. It is the wishing flower, otherwise known as the dandelion.
Yep.
That's weed.
And that's why I was saying it's Max's pick.
Oh, plant.
It is a weed, but I don't think are weeds. I think technically flowers are plants. Plants are plants. Weeds. It's the nicest weed, though. So I feel like, well.
No, it's definitely not.
I shouldn't say it like that. I'm going to take that back. It's. So everyone knows, I would like it to be called the wishing flower. And in parentheses, dandelion. I'm not sure.
Really picture a young Shine like holding up a dandelion and blowing into it, and wishing. So I wish I could touch the backboard.
Lowe's knows that saving is always top of mind, especially this season. That's why we've picked some great deals for early Black Friday. Get free select DeWalt, Cobalt, or Craftsman tools when you buy a select battery or combo kit. More tools? Why not? Plus, we've got select pre-lit artificial Christmas trees starting at $59.98 because it's never too early to think Christmas. Get Black Friday prices without the crowds. Lowe's, we help. You save. While supplies last, selection varies by location.
Yeah, he used to. That's exactly what he used to wish for.
Plus, you can make a wine out of dandelions. It's actually really good.
All right, J-Cat.
Fourth pick. I'd be remiss if I did not include this wonderful plant into to my draft. Benjamin Franklin once said that beer is proof that God loves us and wants us to be happy, and we couldn't have good beer without hops. And that, of course, is a plant. Hops give us all kinds of wonderful things, but the best thing they give us is beer.
That's a good one. I'm drinking Dewey Beer's Secret Machine Pineapple, Grapefruit, and Orange right now.
Nice. I had a I went there on Saturday night. Coop and I went for a couple beers. I had a couple good things there. But I did have a Secret
one
Machine.
Of the Harbison or Dewey?
Yeah. Harbison, dude. It's right around the corner. I want to say it was strawberry, pineapple, vanilla.
Oh, yeah.
And it was super good.
Oh, yeah. That's a good place.
You go there.
And then you go to Pizza Machine, which is right next door. Same company.
Get that bougie cheese, John.
Same people. Good people, too. Good company to support.
Yeah, it is.
All right, I'm going to go my next pick. I am going to draft something I thought of when a couple of you guys were talking. J-Cat said it. I'm going to draft a good old-fashioned Christmas tree. Just the generic Christmas tree.
What gets better now? You are Christmas boy, man.
You're not going to get your presents. You're not going to get the presents if you're not under the tree.
Can't Hold do on. That. There's too many different types of Christmas
There's
trees.
There's too many... But I was just going like, to say that, yeah.
Christmas tree.
I don't know about that.
No.
Is it a Douglas fir? I mean, what were we going?
I don't know. A nice pine, woodsy pine.
So you're going to put a pine tree?
I'm going thumbs up again. I'm going thumbs up again because we could be picking anybody's Christmas tree. Go ahead and pick a fictional Christmas tree from a...
Christmas tree is not a plant, though.
It's a tree.
It's a tree.
It's from trees and plants.
It's not called a Christmas tree.
What is
they
it?
Don't like grow in the ground.
But it's also not called the tree that you climb on in the front yard either.
No, it's called a Douglas fir or a white pine.
Oh, Fraser fir.
I'm not arguing
Fraser
with that
fir.
Fact.
That's what we're drafting plants, right? I mean,
right. I get it
by the plant. You can't put
Christmas trees.
You can put Douglas fir. Everybody's going to say it's Christmas tree, but you can't put Christmas tree down. I'm serious.
I can and I will. I'm drafting.
I say
good old fashioned.
What's the vote? Where's the vote? Uh oh.
Three thumbs down.
You remember
You're suspect.
You remember who stuck by your side there, Aaron?
That pick was saucy.
I'm gonna go with. I knew if I took Groot, I wasn't gonna get what J-Cat picked, so. I want to go for a variation of that, a very specific kind. I'm going to go with the kind that you can only get from Red down the street. I'm going to draft Pineapple Express. Get that good stuff for your shoes to shine. James Franco. I'm drafting Pineapple Express. Blah. Rosie Perez on your ass. Or Gary Cole. I seen it. All right, Bomar.
All right, I can't believe this one's still there. You guys pick flowers, but the number one flower in all the world is roses. So I'm going to have to go with that.
They're so lame and over. They're overplayed, man.
That was Delaney's pick. And when she hears this podcast, Bo, you're in trouble.
Delaney, vote for me.
You messed up, Bo. You should have picked the one from Beauty and the Beast, that specific rose.
And then... I'm going to go another plant. This is like a, I really like this tree. You can get it like a medium size or like a miniature. They almost look like, they're actually called Japanese myrtles, but they're red, got like a red leaf to them. They almost look like a big bonsai tree, but they're really pretty outside, a lot bigger.
What's the pick? I fell asleep. Japanese
maple.
I didn't hear that name at all in your spiel.
It's on my list.
Japanese
maple.
Myrtles.
They are.
Pretty. We're probably putting a red maple in our front yard this spring. Japanese one.
Yeah.
They're nice. They're pretty.
You can get different kinds, like ones that, you know, obviously get bigger, but the ones that like stay like 8 foot tall and stay lowered to the ground are really nice looking.
Yeah.
All right. I'm up. My last pick. There's a couple, there's like two really big ones out there that I'm surprised Rob didn't pick both of them already. But I'm going to go with something. This is a plant where you can put it in some drinks. maybe muddled. I also like it because it smells good. It's used in medicines. And all my favorite flavored ice creams and cookies and mint flavored things. So I'm going to draft the mint plant.
Mint. Of the juleps.
A mint julep.
I didn't even think about that. And it's
a mojito, if you will.
Yeah, but he's all right. Hold on. I...
More of an herb, but.
I know. I had a couple herbs on my list. Jake got drafted an herb.
Bro, an herb is a plant, man.
It's grown in the ground in dirt.
I'm not saying it's not a plant. I'm saying Rob didn't think about it. I was like, you probably weren't thinking the herbs.
Oh, okay.
That rosemary, that thyme.
Rosemary and thyme together, boy. Far.
Yeah, well, rosemary and thyme.
But you get some sage, kid. Oh, my bad, my bad. We got picks left.
J-Gap.
So I'm torn between two things here.
Is catnip a plant?
Yes, it is. Oh, it is. It does not have the effect on me that it does on my cat.
It is.
I've tried. My next thing is to make Chloe catnip tea because I want to see what she does with that because that's going to be a good time. That's like an ayahuasca trip for my cat. But that's not one of the things I'm torn between. So I'm torn between an absolutely beautiful flowering tree with festivals that are both, you know, world-renowned festival in Japan. And in the States, we have one in D.C., just absolutely beautiful flowering tree. And I'm torn between a plant that is tied to a Native American legend from a book that I read growing up. So this is kind of hard for me to do, but I'm going to take the Native American one for my runner up. And then we're going to go ahead and go with the cherry blossom. Absolutely gorgeous flowering tree in DC. It's wonderful, but it goes to a completely different level in Japan when you see what the cherry blossoms do over there. The festival they have over there celebrates its beauty, its elegance, the lore that goes with it. Absolutely breathtaking. My favorite flowering tree of all trees.
Man, that PG hydrangea tree. Oh, I'm sorry. You guys probably don't even know what that is, but
I know what hydrangea is. Yeah, I love the blue ones. It was my mom's favorite plant.
The tree.
Let's get them bumblebees, son.
Yeah, the big one. Yeah.
Yeah.
Check them bumblebees.
Save the bees. It's not save the bees anymore, everybody. It's save the bees. We won't have any of this beautiful stuff if we don't have our pollinators. So stop killing bees, you punk fools.
All right. Shine.
Bees in the trap.
Well, everyone just mentioned it.
Can't kill a bee.
And since Bo took Delaney's pick, I have to go with Katie's pick. And it's her birthday, so we'll call this her birthday pick. And everyone just happened
in her present.
That's what we'll call it. I got you a pick on the draft for your birthday.
I saved it. I saved the best for last. She doesn't listen. But yeah, everyone just said it. The hydrangea. I'm taking that, my fifth pick.
You taking the hydrangea bush?
Yeah.
I don't know about that bush.
Whoa, booger from Revenge of the Nerds.
You're ogre.
Yeah. Ogre, Louis. Ogre.
Hydrangea. All right.
I'm sorry, Delaney. I didn't get your pick in. You're the only one I missed. Uncle Bobo. Uncle Bobo ruined it.
Yeah, I ruined it. Sorry.
You're going to have to deal with her. That I'm not
Uncle Bobo. Wasn't that Mr. Burns' bear?
Yeah.
Hey, Kurt, well, you're up.
Looking at my team, I think I need some color. And I gave you a little taste of summer with the palm tree. When that fall time hits and all those basic things happen, like pumpkin spice and Ugg boots, what goes on your front porch? The glorious mum. I'm going to pick the mum.
I thought you were taking pumpkin, to be honest.
Yeah, I thought you were taking pumpkin too.
The mum.
The mum in various colors. When they're nice and full, it's a beautiful plant. I did say poinsettia because I know Rob ain't picking it because he got that cat.
I love poinsettias, though. They're really pretty.
Oh, they are. They're beautiful. Yeah. They are absolutely beautiful.
Yeah, it's on my honorable mention.
Although my cat Major ate a little bit of our poinsettia one time when I was a kid. And didn't die. Automatic respect to that guy.
Flagpole sitter? flag point
party set? Danger? Paranoid. Everyone's coming to get me.
Fields drafted that fifth round. I wanted that one too. Catman, last pick in the plants and trees draft.
I got like all flowers essentially, except for aloe. So I need a tree. Speaks for the trees. I'm going blue spruce.
Ooh, okay. Okay.
Bluish, greenish looking pine tree.
Blue spruce.
They're pretty cool looking. We planted one in our yard last year and it's like, hasn't grown yet. And I keep looking at it every day and I'm like, you better not die this spring. So, but yeah. What's up?
As I could in Wisconsin.
No, he made it through the winter. He's still green. Well, bluish green. So we'll see. But they get really big. They're kind of cool. I don't know. I think they're, I like their color. So.
All right, Rob, what's your honorable mentions? Fire away. What's left? Man,
pretty salty. A lot. The Christmas tree pick was vetoed. Should have drafted Christmas tree cakes. Would that have been vetoed or no?
I mean, technically, they're flower based. So, I mean, you know.
Little Debbie?
Yeah.
You can draft wheat.
Rainbow eucalyptus. You guys should Google that. It's pretty trippy looking. They're crazy.
Yeah.
Rhododendrons, just because of the name. And chrysanthemums, just because of the... Is that a monk?
Chrysanthemum.
The book?
No, chrysanthemums, just because of the name.
Rainbow eucalyptus looks like someone like black light painted a tree.
Yeah.
It's like a Tim Burton movie. All right. This was going to be my number two pick, but I got thrown off. I love my favorite, probably my favorite sporting event of all is the Masters. And the flower that represents the Masters is the azalea. And I think they're really pretty. I was going to pick them, but my draft fell.
Iggy Azalea have been drafted?
Fire on Instagram right now.
Fancy.
I was also leaning towards the poinsettia, but I wanted to take the mum because there's more colors. And I like a good succulent.
I had it on my list too. Shine.
I've always thought one of the coolest things, I've never seen one in person, but I'm going to Vegas in about a month. So there's a chance that maybe I just make it a goal of mine. I don't know if they're there. This could sound like really stupid. The saguaro cactus. I need to see one in real life.
Yeah. They're like, they can be 36 feet tall.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
And they look like dudes and cowboys wearing hats and stuff. It's crazy.
We got three, right?
Species of cactus.
Three. Also taking the pea shooter that you see in Plants vs. Zombies, an underrated game, by the way. And then
that's
the apricorn. If you've ever played Pokemon, you know what an apricorn is.
Yeah.
And it allows you to, you know, everyone's laughing. We're going to do
that. It's a good honorable mention, Sean. I didn't think of it. That's why I thought it was funny.
No, I'm just kidding. Yeah, apricorn's my third honorable mention. And we're going to talk more about those when we draft iOS games in the future someday.
I just thought it was funny how you were so mad. You're like, you've ever played Pokemon. Like, you're like chastising. Apricorn. Like, apricorn.
Only at Blockbuster Video.
True story.
Rest in peace, CD and tape outlet.
Still the one out there, right? Or no, that one closed, didn't it?
It finally closed. We got the hotel made out of one of them now, right? You can rent it like an Airbnb.
But somehow what's it called? Like the red that you see at like the grocery store still. How are those still
a thing? Redbox?
Redbox. Yes. Some people can't stream.
Yeah.
If you can't get internet access, you still gotta go DVD route.
How did Blockbusters die? If Redbox still lives on.
Oh, Blockbuster tweeted out something on their social media, or that all their social media platforms that have people thinking they're going to make a comeback here shortly.
Also, question: can you still get Netflix to deliver DVD?
Yeah, I think it's super expensive though.
Yeah, it's
recently about it.
Yeah, because the overhead on DVDs is ridiculous as opposed to digital copy streaming rights.
So you can do it, but they basically make you pay out. But...
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
JK, honorable mentions.
So my first one is just because it's funny and I want to say it. It is a flower, and its name is Pussy Toes.
And it comes from the fuzzy white to pink flower heads that look like tiny kitten's paws. I know where all your mind in the gutter people were going when I said pussy toes, but I am a cat of all natures and I love kitten toes. So there we go. Some other one that we have. Bobby, I thought you would say this. That is the angel oak tree. It's located on St. John's Island in South Carolina and is one of like the most visited landmarks in the state. If you Google the angel oak, we've all seen it. We know what it looks like. It's beautiful and it's just majestic. And a lot of times it's photographed, you know, like in a daze or in the sunset or something like that. So I thought you would pick that, Bobbo.
The movie Big Fish.
There you go. So exactly. The next one is Wolfsbane. It's beautiful and poisonous. It's a fall blooming perennial. But it's also been used throughout, like the ancient Greeks named it and all that good stuff. But it's been used in like horror movies,
potions.
Potions and witches and werewolves and vampires and stuff like that. So I thought that was pretty cool. But I don't know if anyone thinks it's cool either. My last one is, which I mentioned before I made my pick of the cherry blossom, is the red fern. And that comes from the red fern grows. Exactly. But and here's where that legend ties in. So the legend has it that a young boy and a young girl who are lost in a blizzard, right? No one can find them. When spring comes, they are found frozen together, holding hands. Between them, there is a red fern growing, symbolizing the eternity of their friendship. The place in which a red fern grew is considered sacred ground. So if you see a red fern, there's something sacred about that area. I absolutely loved that book as a kid. I still love it as an adult. I probably read it every 3 to 4 years. I'll pick up my copy that I have and read it. The red fern is it's a beautiful, beautiful flowering plant. The lineage and the lore behind it makes it even that more cool, in my opinion.
All right. Rob, I'm surprised you didn't pick honeysuckles. Didn't you draft that in the previous draft?
It was on my list, but yeah.
Well, that was a big one for you. Also, I thought you would draft like a shamrock or a four-leaf clover. And just another movie one, I would have drafted Big Weeds Worm because it had to be good because he's like, don't play with his money. It's my money, kid. So like Big Worm's Weed from Friday.
Big Weeds Worm is what you said. I haven't seen that version of Friday, but I hear you can download it on a couple sites.
What's up, Big Worm?
Big Weeds Worm.
Movie's so
playing funny. My money's like playing my emotions, Smokey.
Belmar, honorable mentions.
I'm gonna go with the weeping cherry tree. They're really hard to grow, but they are a beautiful tree. They're actually flowering right now. I'm also gonna go with the flowering dogwood. They're also a pretty tree. And then I thought this would be better on an island, Bobby, especially if you were on a deserted island. A banana tree. It's kind of nice to look at, but banana tree.
When I lived in Florida, we had a banana tree, lemon tree, and a grapefruit tree in our backyard. It was awesome. I'll never forget it.
Nice. All right. Before we wrap up, we're going to play a game. And not much of this came up tonight. I struggled to find a top 10 list in kind of this category that would be somewhat easy to be able to think of things. But this week's category, so get your pencils, paper ready, your phone, whatever you use. The top 10 lettuces. Top 10 lettuces.
Oh, solid.
On your mark, get set, go.
What's lettuce?
Damn, think of one right now.
Oh my God. I'm so mad at myself right now.
Time.
Yikes. Pencils.
Now, 10 lettuces. Break out the salad, boys.
Awful.
All right.
My favorite number salad 10, taco salad.
The number, number 10 answer worth 1 point. Iceberg. Iceberg Whoa. Lettuce, number 10.
That's number iceberg. 10?
Terrible.
Yeah, but how many other lettuces are there?
Wedge.
A lot, apparently.
Number 9. Not a big fan of this one. Worth 2 points. Arugula slash rocket. I don't know what rocket is, but arugula.
I didn't know arugula was considered a lettuce.
I like arugula, to be honest.
It's a grass.
I have it in my fridge right now. It's peppery and wonderful.
Yeah.
Number 8 and number 7 are just like pretty close. Number 8, red cabbage. Worth 3 points. Red cabbage.
I just put cabbage. Does that count?
Does purple lettuce count?
I just put cabbage too.
I put purple leaf. I put purple leaf.
Hold on. Number 7 is just cabbage. So if you put cabbage, it's 4 points. If you put both, you get 4 and 3 points.
How the fuck is it cabbage and lettuce at the same time?
Yeah, I don't understand that.
Four beef and lettuce in my crock pot on March 17th. I'm playing this whole fucking game on a protest
Ranker.
Right now.
.com, son. Number six, worth 5 points. Little Gem lettuce.
I don't know if anyone had that, so I'm going to move on. How many did everybody
have? Five more, Bomar.
I only got 4.
Maybe it's the next 4. Here we go.
I got 1.
Number 5, worth 6 points, is red leaf lettuce. Red leaf lettuce. Number 4, worth 7 points, is spinach. Spinach.
How many?
This is lettuce.
Yes, it is, dude.
It's not, no, because I
okay. Salad like greens.
That is his voice. Settle down, it's Ranker.
That's 7, right?
That was 7 points. Number 4. Number 3, everyone's favorite lettuce, bib lettuce. Nice little bib lettuce worth 8 points. Get a little lettuce wrap with some bib lettuce. Number 2, probably the first one that popped in my mind, was romaine worth 9 points. Romaine lettuce.
I was about to say, if that's on this list, I'm going to.
Number 1, I don't know what it is, but number 1 is butter slash Boston lettuce. Butter.
Son of a bitch, I have butter lettuce on my list. Suck it, boys.
10 point Jake. Add up those scores.
I had 17, Eric.
All right.
Iceberg, romaine, and spinach.
Still planning on a protest.
I was going to put spinach, but then I was like, it's not lettuce. Mm-hmm. So,
spinach is old.
I'm just telling you what the list said. You got to have some wrinkles in there. J-Cat, how many points did you have?
28.
Bro?
14.
9?
17.
Batman?
14.
All right. Wrapping up the plants and trees draft. Some closing comments, closing thoughts. Catman, how you feeling?
Remember that time we went to Mancation and I was supposed to bring finely chopped lettuce, sliced lettuce, and I got lashed because I brought spinach, like in plastic tubs, and Pole and Tossie and your dad just like almost threw it on the ground, basically. In that gas station parking lot, and we're trying to make sandwiches there on the roadside place. So. Just that little bit. Spinach is not lettuce.
Rob, did you eat that chicken sandwich? Chicken salad sandwich?
Chicken tuna, salad? Kid, tuna. Are you? What is that?
Tuna salad. That's what.
No, we were making like cold cuts and stuff. They had like turkey and tomatoes and stuff.
Cold cuts. Future episode. Favorite cold cuts. All right, Shine.
I think this draft proves that we can pretty much make a podcast out of anything. I thought it was probably our most far-fetched topic to date, but I had more plants to draft if needed be. If we win overtime, I was ready.
And look at the list. The plants you drafted are amazing. Tremendous picks.
Thanks.
That was for everybody, not specifically you.
It was just for me. You guys, you wasn't talking to you.
Omar, closing thoughts?
I thought this draft, what like Jason said, it proves that you could draft pretty much anything. Before I got on with you guys, I was talking to my brother, and I was telling him what the draft topic was, and he was like, "You're drafting plants," and then all of a sudden he was like, "And all in on it." And then at his top pick would have been corn, just because
of the corn.
Yeah,
just well, it's it's not just a vegetable, but they use it for gas. They use it for all kinds of stuff. You can make moonshine out of it. You can
plus, it's like
it.
The most viral thing to do right now. Corn.
So it's cowan.
How did we not think of that? That was not on my list.
Because it's a vegetable. We already picked vegetables.
It's a plant, Bobby. What's a vegetable? It's a plant.
But we already did vegetables. You can't pick corn.
Field of dreams. If you build it, they will come.
It's a starch. Corn has zero nutritional value. That cracks me up. It's like there's no reason to eat it at all.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, it does. That's why you see it in your junk.
It's like the one thing that I like when it comes to vegetables.
The pilgrims survived off of it.
Shattered dreams, man.
Well, is that why when you drop it out, it's still just basically whole?
Yes.
So we know that the dumps won't take bamboo, but they will take your corn.
That makes sense.
Taking dumps to the dump.
Your body's obviously
bamboo.
Let that all pass right through there.
The dumps in the washing machine. J-Cat?
I was not enthusiastic at all about this topic because apparently last week I wrote down a completely different topic until I was reminded in the group chat that we did not settle on that topic for this week. So in all honesty, I didn't realize how passionate I was about certain plants and things of that nature. So this was kind of cool. Kind of going back to the Birdo tapes. This was a string I didn't know I had. So I'm kind of like, kind of enthusiastic about it because I'm going to get a little more involved into my landscaping outside and appreciating plants a little bit more than I have in the past. And as for the draft, you know what? We'll see. I'm really, really happy with my team. I don't know how people will respond to it, but you know what? I enjoy all the things that I drafted in my draft.
Berto?
I think when people hear that we drafted plants, they're going to go, plants? And then they're going to look at the list and go, dang, this is hard to pick because our teams are pretty diverse and there's some heavy hitters out there. But again, I think we knocked it out of the park, except for the coffee plant. And I will leave you with Romans 1:20.
That's going to do it for another episode of Life's a Draft, where none of our picks will be considered Mr. Irrelevant. Please subscribe to the podcast, and thanks for listening.
When you think boots, you think Ariat. You think comfort from day one and durability to day 1,000. You think steel toes on the job, square toes on the dance floor, with style that owns a Saturday night and still looks sharp enough for Sunday dinner. And through every mile and every moment, you're thinking Ariat boots. Boots that show up, stand out, turn bad ideas into better stories, and still punch the clock come Monday morning. Now, it's time to stop thinking and start shopping. Find your Ariat boots at Ariat.com or a retailer near you.